Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back. You have here, I'll tell you what you have here. You got Mikey V coming in hot, and boy, does that have a day hat look good on you, Mikey V. And then we got Joey D, who has stepped out for a second, but he will be back. You bet your bottom dollar he will be back. Fellas, nice warm round of applause. Let's clap it up. Let's clap it up. Let's clap it up. How is everybody today?
Feeling great, feeling great. Wonderful. Great weekend with the family. Good time, good weather. Nice time yesterday, a little pool time, some bets, couple winners. Feel great. Bob,
Joey
where are
D.
you? Are you in Florida?
Coming to you from Jupiter, Florida.
That's why. Now we got some good lighting, we got some good Wi-Fi. Good lighting, good Wi-Fi.
We're
I'm
here.
just saying you look great.
We're here. We're
That's it.
ready to we're ready to go. Outside of you bashing it on Twitter yet again
There was
and
no
just
bashing.
letting it, there was bashing it
Oh, there was no
again. I
bashing.
mean,
There was no bashing. There was
it
no bashing.
diminishes
That wasn't a
the
bashing.
reputation for
Well,
it.
I don't have Twitter.
Absolutely was.
I don't have Twitter, so I would like to ask what was exactly said.
He
I
put
put
a
out a
line
tweet.
on how
Now, can
late
I
he
read
was
it
gonna
verbatim, Bob, before
be
you
to the
pretzel it?
show. Go
Okay.
ahead. Go ahead.
All right. The tweet was, I said, about to record this week's Brilliantly Dumb Show podcast, which, by the way, like, comment, subscribe to the Brilliantly
Oh,
Dumb Show podcast.
promotion, promotion.
What's the live odds on Robbie Burger at Robbie Burger starting the pod on time and, more importantly, without technical mishap?
But you know what he did, Joe?
The choices were
There wasn't
plus
one favorite.
105. By
It
the
was
way,
all.
plus 105 is even money almost. So plus 105 is
But
there.
there wasn't one minus something. There wasn't
There was no
one favorite.
minus. No.
I
Should
go
I have thrown
ahead.
a minus in? I should
I
have. But
think you
plus
could have thrown in
105,
one minus here.
plus 175, plus 225, plus 450. Plus 450 is in the lead right now. 45% of voters say plus 450. By the way, we were on time, no technical Oh mishap. So everyone's a loser. Everyone's a loser.
no.
So
Everybody's a
good for
loser.
you, Bob.
Well,
Good for you.
they didn't have a chance really to be a winner with the minus. I think there should have been like a minus
I should
125
have
or
threw a
something in
minus.
there.
Yeah, I should have. You would have had some loyal fans of yours, I'm sure, picked the minus.
Joey D, what's going on with you today? How are you?
I'm all right. I'm not prepared for a big trip that we have coming up. Not prepared at all. And you know that it's I always tell myself I'm gonna pack, I'm gonna be prepared, I'm gonna be organized before I go on these big trips. And I never do. I procrastinate every single time. I probably won't pack. I gotta be at the airport tomorrow at 6:30 in the morning. I probably won't pack till like 10 o'clock at night tonight. It's
Ooh.
tough.
I just
And you
feel like
know.
packing for a man is just so much more simple, especially you're not bringing kids. Like packing for me, I can get packed for a 5-day trip. I can get packed. Give me 20 minutes, I'll be packed. I'll be packed.
Really?
Yeah. Give
Yeah,
me
but
20
then for us,
minutes.
it's tough though with the golf trip. Like, you got to bring the clubs and then you got to bring like golf outfits and then regular stuff and then shoes. And like, you know, it's not tough. It's just, I hate doing it. I hate it. And like, people always say, oh, you excited to go travel? Are you excited to go away? I don't get excited to go away until I literally check my bags and I get into the airport and I know I'm about to board the plane to get to where I want to go.
Nobody likes the rigmarole of the packing and the travel arrangements and the going through security. Nobody likes that. I mean, you
It
have to be a
sticks.
psycho to like that.
I
By the
don't
way,
like.
Perez, I've never seen some of this happen to somebody in Vegas. They misplaced Perez's bag and sent them to the wrong spot.
Oh.
I've never, and I know this is the jinx, and now it's going to happen to me. I've never had that happen to me where they've misplaced the bags. But here, the thing that bothered me, and Perez didn't do this, and Perez is not the type of guy that did it. Nothing gets that I think is more ridiculous than the people who go on social media to complain about an airline and then they're tagging the airline about their bag. First off, nobody cares about your bags or whatever, but then they go ahead and they tag the airline. I think to me, I think that is, I just think it's a bad, I think it's a bad look. It's a very, as upset as you are, it's a very Karen, modern day Karen thing to do.
I think a lot of people are doing it though, but I think
They do, yeah.
the
Because
service
you
of the
get
airlines has plummeted.
compensated.
You get compensated, Bob. That's the reason. You put a couple things out like this, or you send an email out, and all of a sudden you're getting free flights, or you're getting free upgrades, or something. people want to get compensated for their inconvenience. I don't have any issue with that, to be completely honest.
Don't you think that it's something? Well, with all due respect, Joey, yeah, I could see you making that. The reason that you don't have an issue with it, I could see you making.
No, because remember when we got back from Europe and I had all of that nightmare. Canceled flights, delayed flights, changed flights. Everybody said you should complain, you should send in a thing. And I just documented what happened. I wasn't like, this airline's the worst. I just showed what happened. And I didn't do it. And I could have probably got a ton of free shit, Bob. I could have probably got a bunch of free flights or airline credit or a lot of stuff. And you know what? I didn't do that. And I'm proud I didn't do it. Because you know what? It's not all about getting a free buck.
Yeah, I
Mikey, what is is there something that you find humorous?
No. I just think that all you hear about today is how awful flying is, like between delays and
it's
and,
bad.
Yeah, I mean, so I there's a lot of upset people out there, and I don't think the airlines are addressing it. I think it's something that's just. Basically, you know, airlines have a monopoly on this industry. Like, without them, like, where are you going to go? What are you going to take?
Mikey B is bashed by airlines in his time. Let me tell you.
I could see knock on wood. Yes. I got to be honest. Knock on wood. I really, other than the accommodations, which I think are, you know, they're caveman like. They're, you know, they're dark ages. It's like the dark ages, these airlines with the accommodations. Nothing has gotten any better unless you're flying first class, of course, which I highly recommend do that if you can. There's nothing better than doing
not,
that.
Not to call you, did you end up booking that first class to Chicago?
What?
And you know what though, Mikey, you should. If you find a good deal on it, you should.
The number one, is... I found a good deal on it. And number two, it really, guys, like it's really uncomfortable for me to sit and coach. Like it's really uncomfortable.
You should tag him and tell him. Just tag him and tell him.
But you just said don't tag because then you just said that's the modern Karen.
I'm joking. I'm joking.
Okay.
I have the photo still of Mikey V in the bathroom stall.
Yeah, it's a fantastic. Horrible. But the problem is, and people have told me about it before doing it, and it really is true. The first time I ever flew first class was leaving your house, Mikey, after that weekend, after that bender of a weekend. And it was
which new, one?
It was.
Look at that. That's not right. Now that's not right.
But Mikey, they can't.
What? They can't build a taller bathroom? I would say like
it is.
I would say that everything should be accommodated to someone up to 7 feet tall. If you're over 7 feet tall, that's just a really tough draw. It is, but if you're over 7 feet tall.
Not really going to play in the NBA.
Well,
probably.
That was just what I was going to say. If you're over 7 feet tall, you should have made it as a pro athlete unless you have some kind of debilitating issue physically. But I'd say like everything should be door frame cuts, roofs, planes, cars. Everything should accommodate anyone 7 foot or under. 7 foot or over, you're in trouble. But I think at this point, there's a lot of tall people out there. I'm not the only one. And I just think 6'7", it's not like I'm 6'10", 6'7", and I can't even fucking fit in the bathroom.
You know, you know what makes you look taller though, Mikey, is the tattoos and just your physique
tattoos make me look taller.
Yeah, I think that. And
that's an interesting take. That's a very interesting take.
I'm serious.
Take.
What the fuck? Joe, do you think
the tattoos make him look bigger?
I think if Mikey V was fat, I don't think he would look as tall.
We have fat pictures from Mikey V from the past.
Mikey V. I wouldn't say fat.
I was heavy, but like, listen, like at 6'7", I never weighed more than like 295. 300 was like a max weight for me. So I was never
not
obese,
fat, but you know what I'm saying. Like you take your physique very seriously.
Well, I went through like a 2 year period where I didn't do anything because I tore my rotator cuff in my shoulder, and that was it. And then in high school, I mean, I had weight on me from football. I mean, I was playing football, so I was heavier. I had to be heavier, but
that's what happened to me. I gained a lot of weight because
Bob, I feel like if I was skinny, I think you're right though. I think like when you encounter a skinny tall guy, when they're the lankier they are, the taller they like a Sean Bradley. or like a Manute Bol, or like the other guy from the center from Gonzaga, that other kid, the center from Gonzaga.
Oh, the Spanish kid.
Is he Spanish?
I bet when you were chubby, you didn't like that picture you have with Shaq. I bet you didn't look as tall to Shaq as you would now.
You think I'd look taller with Shaq right now?
I think you'd look taller with Shaq right now. I really do believe that.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I really do. And I will tell you another thing too, when in regards to height, one of the biggest regrets I have of my life.
He's not getting a tattoo. He would have looked 3 inches taller.
You just see Bob with like a neck tattoo.
No regrets. No regrets across the chest.
You know,
or like a fucking like a chicken Caesar salad wrap on his fucking bicep or something.
Just an everything bagel with poppy seeds and fucking cream cheese spread.
What when Mikey talks about when somebody says to him, "Oh wow, you know, you're so tall," I get how obnoxious that really is. That's got to be so obnoxious. One of the biggest regrets I have of my life is meeting Mikey, and that was the first words out my mouth. And the way I said it was a very obnoxious.
But you didn't ask, though. You didn't ask, like, how tall are you? It's the question that I think is very intrusive that people don't think about, that they think it's just a free thing to ask. Again, it's the only situation where you could ask that question about someone's physical appearance. I can't go up to a woman and say, "How big are your tits?" I can't go up to a guy and say, you know, "How short are you?" That's never. I can't go up to a fat person and say, how much do you weigh?"
Yeah,
like it's if you think about it, it's a little ridiculous.
Well, no, because people regard height as a positive redeeming quality, so it's normally said in a positive connotation. Like people, I think, have you ever met somebody who said, "I wish I wasn't a little bit taller"?
Yeah, the guy who sang the song was that was the guy. Well, wish I was a little taller. Wish I was a baller.
Guy. A lot of people.
No, people do wish that, but I listen. If you're abnormally short, I could understand, but like I'd say,
that's
like
way worse than being abnormally tall.
For sure.
100%. Unless you're talking about like the extremes, I think either extreme. Like if you're 7'9" or something ridiculous, like that's got. If you're a legal dwarf or small person, what I guess is the preferred nomenclature these days. I don't know, but I know you can't say midget. I know that. So if you're a small person or a dwarf, like would you rather be a dwarf than be like a guy who's like 7'9" or 10"?
Yeah, maybe actually.
Because think about the inconveniences of being 7'9". Where are you going? You're not fitting in.
I'll say this.
Go ahead.
A person who's shorter, like a dwarf, is the life expectancy is probably a lot longer than certified giant. Because Bob, the heart has to pump more blood through the body.
Oh. Yeah, he's not wrong.
Would you actually say that dwarfs live longer than the normal person?
No.
You ever see a 100-year-old 7-foot guy?
To be honest,
you never really see old people. I saw Bill Walton, or no, what's the guy?
Bill Russell. Bill Russell.
Yeah, but now he passed away too.
Passed away. He sure did. Don't tell me height didn't have to play in factor there. He sure did.
But
that was one of the few old tall people I've ever seen.
I don't think I've ever seen an 100-year-old dwarf.
Well, why does that have to be 100, Bob?
Well, why? Yeah. No, but why does the tall person have to be 100?
I'm not saying 100. I'm saying that the tall person is probably not going to live as long as the shorter person.
I'd agree. It's a fascinating subject. Would you rather be a dwarf? Would you rather be a dwarf?
I think what you're saying is somewhat true.
What would you rather be, Bob? A dwarf or a 7'5"? A legal giant. Yeah. Not that easy, is it? Not that easy.
I will say this. I think the dwarf will get a lot more sympathy than the tall person too. So I think you'd go through life with a lot of people looking out your way.
I mean, you know what? I don't know.
They have shows. TLC has shows about I've never seen a show about illegal giants.
No, nobody cares. Nobody cares. Fuck them. They're going to die soon anyway. That's but what Mike, they're thinking in the back of their head,
Joe. Would you take another, if somebody says, okay, you could get be another inch taller, would you want to be another inch taller?
No way.
No, I mean, why?
Would you take an inch shorter?
No.
Yeah,
no.
You probably would.
No, I wouldn't.
6'6" is pretty good, Mikey.
I love 6'7" is a great height. It's a great thing to say. It's a great height. But this started with airplane. I just think airplanes are way behind the times. I think they need to make some adjustments in airplanes.
Yeah.
But the dwarf giant conversation is fascinating. Fascinating.
Joey D's got his hand up. Joey D, go ahead.
I'd just like to say, speaking about the Jets, about planes and jets, we got to address the fact that Bob's team now has got to be
Wildest transition from airplanes to the New York Jets because Jets.
Well,
no, and
we're
planes,
talking about Jets well and planes, but why not? Go ahead. I got to see. I think, Bob, you guys are Super Bowl favorites.
Now let me brief people who may not know, because right before we recorded the podcast tonight is Monday, the Jets signed Pro Bowl Dalvin Cook from free agent from the Vikings. 1 year deal, $8.6 million. Jets are loaded. Breece Hall, you know, now you add Dalvin Cook. You got two good offensive tackles. The tackle position is a little bit in flux, but guard to guard, you're good. You got Garrett Wilson. You got Alan Lazard. You got Aaron Rodgers. You got a defense that, in my opinion, is the best defense in football. I believe that truly. I think it's the deepest pass rush in football by a considerable margin.
It's fun. They got a great coach. It's fun. It's fun because the first time in a long time they're going into it with probably the last time they had this was like when they were with Rex Ryan and Mark Sanchez, like after they went to the AFC Championship. I don't think they've had it. Also, and I see the first episode, them to do the Hard Knocks on the Jets is the perfect team to do the Hard Knocks for.
Yeah,
really is.
Yeah, I agree. And a lot of teams
have been watching it,
Hard Knocks, but it's good. There's only one episode so far, so you haven't missed anything.
Yeah,
have you watched it?
No, I haven't seen it yet, but it is the perfect team to do it for. It would be fun. I mean, look, it'll be fun. I truly do think, I'm not even just saying that, yes, they can be, I just think they'll find a way to fuck it up. And I also think that it's still crazy to me. I checked the line the other day. That Bills minus 200 to get into the playoffs still stands.
The AFC is a war zone this year. It's a legitimate war zone.
But to get into the playoffs,
Bills,
Mikey V?
Dolphins, the Patriots, I don't think anyone's expecting anything out of the Patriots, but they got some decent receivers now. You know, they got Juju, they got Devontae Parker. You know, they just got Ezekiel Elliott, who I think is cooked, but Ramondre Stevenson's a really good running back. Belichick defenses should be good. Mac Jones should be a little better. But Dolphins, Patriots, Jets, and the Bills, that division's murder. Then you got Burrow in Cincinnati. Then Pittsburgh looks pretty good. Then you got Kansas City and Mahomes.
Ravens.
Then you got the Chargers and Herbert. Then you got Sean Payton with the Broncos over there. You would expect the Ravens are a huge sleeper.
Lamar,
I think the Ravens are going to be filthy this year. The AFC is just it's murderer's row. It's murderer's row. So
yeah,
I guess the Bills, those odds, it's got to be comparable. Like, I'd like to know what the Dolphins playoff odds line is, Bob, and then what the Jets is, because I think it's just because that division is just going to beat the shit out of each other. They're going to poach each other's game so much. It's just so deep of a division that it's just going to be insane. But the AFC is just fucking loaded. They're just loaded.
Meanwhile,
like,
the NFC stinks.
Yeah, NFC,
the NFC stinks.
We said it the other day.
And, San Francisco's the best team, and then I don't even know where their quarterback is. Sorry.
And Joey D, I think we definitely got to hold to it, and I kind of threw you into it because it was the number that I threw out. I think a minimum of two football Sundays have to take place in the cave. I think a minimum.
Wow.
Yeah.
In Mikey V's cave.
In Mikey V's cave. I think we got to go
either the cave or the new setup that's going to be outside, though, because I'm going to have the TV outside with the fire pit and the furniture out there.
What is that area that you watch with the pizza ovens and all that? That area looks good.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's my buddy's house down the shore. Yeah, that's a special
place. That is
special. But Mikey, the outside patio move to me is more of like a Sunday night football play.
Oh, it's the night game. Yes, it's the night game.
It's a night game special, right?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I think that's a better way to play it. I mean, regardless, you call the shots. I mean,
I'd love to get you guys in for the. I just think that week one, if you put me and Cutsy together for week one, Bears Packers with no Aaron Rodgers, and the Bears actually think we have a legitimate chance in Chicago. I'm telling you right now, it has nothing to do with Joe. It has nothing to do
Packers
with
Packers are going to win that game, man.
See, he's saying that if that happens and the Packers beat the Bears in Soldier Field week one, like I may disappear for a week. You may not see me or hear from me besides the rant, obviously.
It'd be so fun.
I will literally, I'll be so upset. I'll be so fucking
Mikey,
angry
I'm telling you right now, I'm prepping you right now.
Okay.
I think the Packers, I think the Bears could be better than the Packers this year, but I think the Packers are winning week one. I'm just telling you.
The only thing that concerns me about doing that at your place week one, and I will say Joe actually happens to be good with it, where he doesn't favor the TV too much
back
to the Packers.
Yeah,
he does. Yeah. Probably because he's betting the board. But still, he does a good job. but he does a good job of mixing up. He doesn't favor too dominant to the backs, unless if it's those afternoon games. I would worry. The only thing with him, Mikey, is I would worry about you favoring the Bears game way too heavy, especially for week one. And mind you, that's because you got to get a lot of your stuff out. You got to commentate on everything. I that's the only thing that would concern me about week one. I think week one's a big ask.
Is it an afternoon game?
It's the early slot game.
Early slot, man.
Yeah, but I actually think that plays better because you're guaranteed that number one, the Bears will be on the big TV, which that's a whole nother story now.
So the big TV wouldn't get red zone?
The big TV is another whole story about what's going on with my big TV right now. It's a problem with that. But that's code for buy or sell. We'll talk about that at buy or sell. We'll talk about it.
Body bags.
Anyway, the big TV would be Bears Packers, which I think is the fair play. Joe's a Packers fan. Obviously, it's my house. Bears are. But then you got the bar TV, 45-inch. I mean, I'm going to put red zone on there. You're going to have red zone going the whole time.
Bob would be living at that bar. Bob would be living at the bar.
And that's fine, but he can be comfortably. Looks good back there. You
know what?
And then once you hit the afternoon, you're flying. You're going wherever you want, bounce around coverage. And you still got the night game, which is probably a big game because it's
Patty. We do a good setup that we put the red zone on the main TV. And then I have the laptop with the picture-in-picture, split screen. And you get the games there because with his fantasy, he wants to know. And he will try to update the laptop before, like a lot of that, like it used to be DirecTV. It's a little bit slow. Like it's delayed, like a 5-second delayed.
Can't have
so
that.
Bob would can't be have, refreshing the laptop.
No, you won't have that here. I have cable box nuts. Line to both TVs. There's no streaming at all.
Yeah.
It's cable box line to both televisions.
Yeah.
But the red zone is on time. So like when you put the red zone on, I don't have to worry about him ruining it, like or updating people like, oh, there's a touchdown for so-and-so when we haven't seen it yet. So the main screen is the red zone. Right. And then that keeps us up to speed. And then we try to put the other games on the laptop. And it works okay. But yeah, it's especially
two
when
TVs,
there's so many
two
games.
Two TVs is ideal. I mean, you got to – that's why I – that was like an automatic. When we bought the house and got the basement, I was like, I've always wanted for years – like whatever my setup was going to be has to be multiple televisions. It's got to be two TVs, especially during college. There's so many games on in college football you want to watch. But pros, red zone on one, your game on the other, and then you go from there. And then you do whatever you want after that.
Mikey, have you thought about what you're going to eat week one? Like, has that already been established for you?
Yeah,
week
but
one?
No, because in the back of my head, I know what the standard spread will be. I mean, I'll get the spread, the stuffed breads, the cheeses.
Oh, you is will. That that's a week one. That's a week one special.
Yeah, it's week one, and then obviously Sunday gravy. You know, Holly will make the full Sunday gravy.
Wow. Yes, she did it last time. It was Joe. You already know what we're going to. The only time I'll probably have it all year, and there's something about it to where it just hits on this particular day, and I won't have it any other time. We do the KFC Family Feast.
Right.
Now, what's good with the Family Feast, too, is they do all of that fresh, so they're not all just throwing the stuff that's already been out there. It's the one time of the whole year where KFC hits the way that it does.
So will you not have KFC the rest of the year?
Probably not.
Because that's similar to me with Chinese. I mean, really, I have Chinese maybe three times a year max. But automatic New Year's Day is a must.
I thought you were a Chinese connoisseur.
I don't order Chinese. No, I don't order Chinese delivery often.
This is a new development.
I can't. Because the order I make is slovenly. It's so bad that I'll eat Chinese food for 4 days.
That's one of your favorite foods. You only have
my favorite ever. Yeah, I torture myself.
That is one of the more bizarre things you purposely.
I have no control over myself if I order Chinese. No, I'll order $100 worth of Chinese food and I'll eat it until it's totally gone. And I'll just keep eating it and eating it and eating it and eating it for the next 2-3 days. I'll eat it every day.
I thought you would have it like once a week or once every couple of
weeks. Once a week? I would weigh 400 pounds if I ordered Chinese once a week. I would eat I can't just have one item. I order fucking 15 items when I order Chinese.
I had it tonight.
That's a smorgasbord.
And I will say, we gave Joe a lot of shit about it. He gave us the Chinese food in Vancouver.
It was
Mikey. It was the best Chinese food I've ever had. It wasn't even. And then I had it. I just had Chinese tonight. It stunk. It's just nothing. Yeah. It just
you had it tonight?
Yeah, I did.
Delivery or you went out?
No, my dad went and he picked it up. But the only thing that gets me very excited are the Rangoons.
Yeah,
crab rangoons.
Yeah, those get me very excited. But
everything in Chinese food gets me excited. Yeah, everything.
But if you only say that you only get it three times a year, it's your favorite food.
Wild.
Yep.
Yeah. Right, Mikey's just built differently, man. I don't know, man. If I
don't have any, I couldn't do that because I would just, if I could, I would order it every week.
So when
I would order,
Chinese...
I would eat it every week. I would eat it every week, but I can't.
When is the Chinese play for you football season?
New Year's Day, automatic. New Year's Day is automatic.
And are you
Chinese.
Like chomping at the bit, like ready to get to that date?
Yeah. I'll never forget the one New Year's Day a couple years ago. It fell on a Tuesday, and that's the day that my favorite Chinese place to order from is closed, and I didn't realize it until it was too late. And I called, and I'm like, yo, they're not answering the phone. And I'm looking at Holly like it's her fault. I'm looking at her, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Like, I'm getting angry, and now I'm escalating, and I'm cursing, and I'm saying, what the fuck is going on? They're not answering the fucking phone over here. It's January, it's New Year's Day. I do this every year. What the fuck is going on? I know they didn't shut down and close. I looked at Google. They're closed on Tuesdays.
Oh, my
I wonder why close on a Tuesday. Yeah, I wonder why close on a Tuesday, too. What about if you're going to close on a Monday.
Yeah, you know, a lot of places are starting to go oppo on that because then they're the place that's open on Monday.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's a heady play.
Yeah. I'm telling you though, I think Joe really did. I think he scarred me from Chinese food. I was already kind of out on it as is, and I know I'll take some heat for that, but it was good.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah, it really was. It really was.
We were staying in Richmond. Because the airport is in Richmond. They had to fly out the next morning. So we're staying in Richmond, which is like the hub for all the best Chinese food restaurants in the city because it's all Chinese demographic. So we had Avery walk a block and a half away. There was a restaurant. He picked it all up, brought it in. We ate it. We went in the banquet room. we didn't have anywhere to eat it. So we walked in. There was a banquet hall that was wide open. I just opened the door. We sat at one of those big round tables and ate it like we're having a buffet. You know, it was unbelievable. No, Bob?
That's the best.
Joey D, what's your favorite thing? Let's say you got a 5-hour layover at an airport, okay? What's your favorite thing to see at an airport?
Favorite thing to
see? Favorite chain, like your favorite chain to see at an airport.
Oh, man, that's tough. Favorite chain. I think
I would go Chili's.
Like fast food or like sit-down restaurants?
Either.
I think you got to get a sit-down because then you can have a cocktail.
Right? That's right. You got a
5-hour layover.
You got a 5-hour layover. Mikey, we
Chili's
go
is
next.
Not bad.
Chili's is okay. How about like a Hooters or something like that with like
Hooters
wings and something? That would be with all the games on.
At an airport, though?
Yeah,
why
little
not?
Sports
That'd
bar.
Yeah.
Wait, Joe, you
I
mean to
what,
tell
if
me
they haven't done it? They should. That was,
oh, I was gonna say,
that's
you ever
that
seen...
might be $1 million idea.
Could you imagine?
I'm serious. I'm
I wonder
serious.
If there's actually anyone who's ever done that before. But you got to think they have every TV, all sports, great chicken wings. You know, they're known for.
Here's a suggestion, and I'm not saying it because I go to them. I don't go to them, for the record. I'll say it again. I don't go to them, right? But what if they open Gentlemen's Club in the airport?
Oh, they
what kind of business? What kind of business?
Imagine layovers. People would be staying there. They'd be missing flights like crazy.
Yeah. Yep. Gotta be some kind of FAA regulation that doesn't allow that. It's gotta be the only reason, because otherwise it's a cash cow. I don't know.
Distracts
the pilots.
Or a casino in there. A casino inside the airports.
Yes.
There's people who go to the
Vegas has fucking
slots. Well, they have some slot machines. Yeah.
There's people who go to the strip club for a certain like a food, like Lemon Pepper Lou, one of the best nicknames of all time. You know Lou Williams?
Yes. You know?
Lou Williams, they call him Lemon Pepper Lou because the strip club that he goes to named the chicken wing after him. But there is people who will go to strip clubs, obviously, for the other extracurriculars, but mainly for a lot of times. Like, I couldn't imagine. Could you imagine having wings at it? Like, I couldn't sit down and eat at a strip
Moreover,
club.
Could you imagine a place naming a wing sauce after you because you frequented it so much?
That's unbelievable. Tough. To answer your question, Bob, I just thought about it. You know, I like P.F. Chang's. I think that would be a good one.
Yeah.
In an airport.
P.F. Chang is great.
And that ties back into the Orient.
Sure does. Yeah, the only thing is,
or to the Chinese foods.
Last time we were at P.F. Chang's, remember how bad it was that last time we were
at P.F. Chang's? Yeah, but Bob, we were at P.F. Chang's. Where were we? Scottsdale? Like, I mean, come on.
Look, a good chain, though. It doesn't matter where you are.
That's true.
You know?
I'm not a huge chain guy. I'm not a huge, like, you know, I don't know. I don't need to necessarily. You know what? It was good. Perez and I went was Buffalo Wild Wings. Was pretty good too.
Was it? I went not long ago.
I was ravenously hungry.
Anything's good when you're that hungry.
Ravenously hungry. So Mikey, that always plays into account.
Mikey V, if you could have one chain at an airport, what are you looking for?
I would love like a Houlihan's. But I don't know if there's any Houlihan's left. But Houlihan's was one of the best.
What's Houlihan's?
See, it might be only like an East Coast thing. I don't know. Houlihan's is basically like an upscale TGI Fridays, basically.
Really?
Same kind of deal. Yeah.
I never even heard of that.
A big fan of Houlihan's, me and Jerry Dunn. We were going to actually have lunch at Houlihan's in Secaucus the one day.
Is that so? Yeah. Jerry Dunn is going to – Jersey Jerry just moved to Chicago. He's one of those guys I think, as well as he'll do over there, I think he will – he is such a Jersey guy to where I think he will miss it tremendously. I really do.
Yeah.
You think it's going to be problematic for him?
No. I mean, I think he'll crush it. I'm just saying he's such a Jersey guy that there's so many things about Jersey that it's tough to take those Jerseys, guy. I mean, look, if we get Mikey V down with us to Florida, Mikey V would have been the same thing. Mikey V is a Jersey guy through and through.
Yeah. Jersey is just Jersey. But you know what? There's a lot of Jersey transplants in Florida. A ton of Jersey transplants in Florida. A lot of people from Jersey live in Florida year round and then come back to Jersey for the summer. A lot of snowbirds, ton of people.
Maybe you do a snowbird situation, Mikey B.
Hey, listen, we got to get there first, Bob. We got to crawl before we walk.
Yeah.
Okay, let's crawl before we walk.
Guys, we're begging for a bone.
I'm not begging for nothing.
I want to give you a bounty. I want to give you a freaking Chinese smorgasbord.
Appreciate that.
He's going to get a smorgasbord. But maybe that's what you do. Yeah. Maybe that's what you do, though. Maybe you start off as a...
Well, I'll tell you what the smorgasbord is, the live studio.
Oh,
that's what... By the way, Bobby was on time today. Bob was on time today. No issues. No.
That was a big today out of Cutsy.
I realized after I said it. You did. Bob, I was impressed. You bounced back.
The studio he did would bounce be... back.
But because he got out of the studio. That studio may be cursed.
Studio's haunted. Studio's haunted. Look, I said it 3 weeks ago. The studio was a bust.
Yeah,
well, I mean, took it. I knew that, Bob.
Yeah,
they're gonna put it on one of those shows on Discovery Channel where they go to the old mental asylums, like a crew, to see if there's like paranormal activity in there.
See if they're gonna have like those micro readers.
Yes.
The thing is, too, built it up only just to leave it a few months later.
That was another thing. Yeah,
I didn't want to say that, but I didn't understand the play on that one. It was a little premature.
No, yeah, but you don't know yet. You don't know yet.
Yeah, and that was going to be like a solid 5-6 months with it. You could still take everything the other way. The only thing is, instead of taking, I'm just going to burn it all. there's nothing.
The Golden Tee doesn't make it to Jupiter.
Oh. By the way, I got invoice for the studio.
Oh no!
It was what I thought that it would be.
$2,500. What does the invoice include though? Any articles? Like, does it like? Did it like? Were
no?
Was like any of the furniture bought? No, right? That was all.
I bought everything.
So this was just for setup.
Set everything up.
Mind you, audio, visual.
Pictures up, set up the Golden Tee, which probably took the longest out of everything. Put the turf that we have down there. Set all of that up.
I'm going to say under 5,000.
Oh, way under.
Okay.
I said 2,500.
Way under.
Way under 2,500?
Oh, it was under 2,500.
You got a bargain. Now I can tell you why the studio didn't pan out, because I think you should have spent a couple more bucks.
Yeah, this guy was shopping at Value Village.
You know what?
Yeah, went on Facebook Marketplace and found some guy who come and set up a studio. A studio? Yeah.
You know what he did? He got signed up with the Geek Squad and he had one come over one day and just threw him a bone.
Fuck them too. I got another bone to pick with Best
Buy. Go ahead. Let's
Mikey.
We get to buy or sell.
Let's get into our buy or sell, Mikey B.
I think it's the natural time.
All right, so I'm selling Sony this week. I'm selling the brand Sony. You know, and I'm a PlayStation guy. But I bought a Sony Bravia television last year when I moved into my new house. I had scouted TVs out, mind you, like an NFL scout scouts college athletes for like months. I was scouting TVs. I was like, all right, I got speed, crispness, sound quality, deep blacks, all the shit. I scouted it, finally decided on the Bravia XR.
That's your first mistake.
Okay.
You should have gone with the Samsung.
I've had Samsung and I'm not knocking Samsung. But Sony Bravia, there was a lot of good things to like about this TV. Spent a pretty penny on it, obviously, because it's the man cave TV. It's the most important TV in the house. It carries the most weight in terms of what it's asked to do. And last week I'm watching TV downstairs and I have a line that now runs down from the right side of the television. Like I would say 3/4 over to the right, a straight black line down the TV, a line of pixels blew out on the television. This TV has been in my home for under a year. It was delivered on August the 13th, 2022. The line blew out on August 9th, 2023. Now I called
it to the ground.
And that's the thing. The TV's not on all day.
Justin Fields is going to gain 2 yards. Mikey's going to think it's a first down. In reality, he's got the wrong.
It's a problem.
The line, it's not a red line. It's the black one now.
The TV's a problem. The line's a problem. And then, so it's under a year. I call Best Buy. Best Buy basically tells me that I got to call Sony. So I call Sony. Get on the phone with some guy, definitely not from the area. This guy, don't know where he's from. He's telling me that because I purchased the television on August the 8th and that it's 2 days after that, the next year, that it's no longer under their 1 year warranty. And I said, wait. I said, I bought it on August 8th. I said, it didn't come into my possession and I can prove this until the 13th of August when it was delivered from the company in a box. And I have proof of that, right? So how am I responsible for 5 days of warranty when the item is not in my possession? It'd be the same thing. So if I order a TV July 1st and it's on back order and it doesn't get delivered till August 21st, my warranty starts July 1st because I fucking put it on my credit card. So now I'm in dispute. I disputed it. It's under review. There's a major case review going right now. I got documented letter and everything. I'm getting my money back for this television. I will have justice in this situation, Bob.
How much was
it? Almost $3,000 the TV.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Hey, Bob. You break it, you bought it.
Yeah, that's not the way. Not this time, Joe. Not this time, because I'll fly to fucking Japan and I'll go speak to the fucking guy in charge of Sony myself. I am not taking a bath on a TV that's under a year old. I'm not taking a bath on a TV.
I agree with you, but I don't know if you're winning this one. You know how bad customer service is nowadays for some of these companies.
You know what? You got to buy everything with a credit card. Number one, you got to buy it with a credit card, because now my credit card dispute history is non-existent. I don't dispute anything. So this dispute is going to hold a lot of weight. And I will get the money back for this TV. And guess what? I'm not getting this one repaired. It's going right in the fucking garbage, and I'll never buy Sony ever.
What credit card company did you use?
I went through PayPal Credit for this one. So Synchrony Bank.
No, I already spoke. I don't like that.
Now,
like
if you
that.
Used American Express, I would
say
you have a good counter.
I know.
Because they'll just remove it right off the... They'll just remove it right off the car.
They don't fuck around. I know.
That's why you got to have, you know, we might have to partner with American Express, because they are the best.
I love Amex. Amex is the best. Yeah. No question. Don't leave home without it.
It's the best and card, I never Bob. Do. And it's the amount of perks you get with it. It's by far the best.
It's a good card. It's a great
Mikey,
card.
You got to.
They will fight for you.
You got to have unbelievable credit. And I'm not going to ask you to say what your credit score is, but your credit score has to be very, very good.
Yeah, it's near perfect.
Yeah,
near perfect. I pay my bills on time, and I'm not a swindler. There's a lot of people out there that are swindlers. I'm not one of them.
What's considered perfect credit?
800.
Oh, I'm very close.
Yeah, anything over 750 is.
I don't know, D. I don't know if that's the case, man. I don't. No.
What do you mean?
There. First things first, Joe, you got 8 different. I've never in my life.
That's why my credit's so good.
But Joe will push it to the limit, not because he doesn't have the money, but because he'll wait till he gets a call from the company and be like, we're going to shut your credit card down.
Oh, that's a problem, man, because as soon as you go past due, that knocks
points off the credit. No, I pay all my cards on time, Bob.
I'm not going to have you put your score up there, but there's no way.
I'm very curious as to what the score is. Because
you have
now.
Too many cards to keep track of, Joey.
Bob, I have very, very good credit. I'm
now, with that being said, these perks of the Amex does sound really good. And it feels like Amex has so much money that they don't bust your balls. They really just let you
go. There it is, 783.
Wow. That's a power score, bro.
Read it and weep, bitches.
Tell you what. Pretty good,
Bob. When you have multiple cards, it improves your credit.
Yeah, I just didn't think you were keeping track. Look,
that's pretty good, man. That's immaculate. Yeah. That's immaculate credit. Yeah. You cannot knock that.
How did you check your score, Joe? What did you have on there?
Credit Karma app.
Credit Karma app. You can go in every once in a while and check.
Very
responsible of you, Joe.
But I was almost at 790 before. I've gone down a few points. I got to check on why that is.
Okay.
Mike, are you better or worse than me?
I don't know. I haven't checked my credit card. I'm probably right around the same. Anything over 750 is outstanding. You'll never get denied anything if you're over 750.
It says, yeah, there's like the thing where it's like the credit cards. I'm approved for almost everything. You know what is a problem, though? I'll say what's a problem. I'm sorry. I got to say this.
So is this when a sell? Is this your
cell? No, it's not a cell, but what it's when sounds I came like to this country, and I love the United States of America with all
when
my heart.
When you came to this country, Joe?
When I moved to the United States, when I came.
All right, don't say when I came to this country. Yeah, it sounds like you came from fucking Bosnia.
Yeah.
When I came to this country at my young age.
I'm sorry to use the technically correct term. When I moved to the U.S., I had no debt. I had no student loans. I had a bunch of money that I was putting into my account. I couldn't get approved for a single credit card. And I called them. I said, what's the case? Oh, you have zero credit. I said, I have zero credit. In Canada, it works differently. If you have no debt, if you don't have any debt or anything like that, that's when your credit is the highest. In the States, the more that you spend is how you establish credit. It was really weird to me. So I don't understand why, you know, someone like myself who was, you know, a bright, bushy-eyed, tailed or whatever individual coming to like, to the, Bob, what? I was a hardworking individual
bright, bushy-eyed tailed.
You know what I'm saying?
I do, bro, but goddamn, you fucking butcher.
I don't know where many of these.
But it is so much better, honestly. It's so much better, bright, bushy-eyed.
When Joe doesn't know something, he'll commit to it. When I don't know something, I'll love hold
that,
it
though.
In.
I love that.
I almost think I should start committing too. To where you should. I should just, yeah.
You should.
But you know what I'm saying, right? Now that I have good credit, the air, it's crisper, life feels better. Like it's so much better that I don't have to worry about stuff. When for the first year I lived in the States, I had to get like a credit card that I wouldn't give to an enemy. It had like a $200 limit. It was
all what it's like, Joe, when I wanted
to get bagels in California for $200.
Pretty much not, Mikey B. Yeah. Or an avocado toast.
Yeah, an avocado toast. Huh? Yeah.
Okay, buy or sell, Joey D. Take it away.
All right, I'm actually buying this week.
Wow,
we've given Wendy's a lot of credit and a lot of publicity on this podcast. I'm switching lanes today. I'm not talking bad about Wendy's, but I'm talking about another company that I think I could get behind 110%. Fast food chain.
I kind of want to guess this.
It's unbelievable. And you know what? It's something
that...
Is
it new? It's newer?
No, it's not new. It's been around for ages. They're not known for their main, like, burgers and stuff, but they're known for the... See,
You're not going to buy Tim Hortons, are you?
No. I'm buying Dairy Queen. I'm buying Dairy Queen, and I'm buying it fucking hard. My sister had a birthday...
I like it a lot.
Yesterday, we got one of those Dairy Queen ice cream cakes. You want to talk about... I have never met somebody who does not like a piece of Dairy Queen ice cream cake.
Ice cream cake is potentially the
greatest cake that's ever been formed.
I got news for you. Ice cream cake is better than regular cake.
For sure.
It is better. For sure. It's got the layer of fudge in it. It's got the chocolate, the nuts. I don't know if it's nuts.
The cookie crumbles.
Mm-hmm. The frosting, then the ice cream. It's unbelievable. It costs $40-something and everybody finished it. And then we got my mom and dad a fancy cake, like one of those gâteaux, you know, like the chocolate gâteau from like this high-end spot. And nobody even ate any. It was like a Coke. It was like a pineapple mousse, some special cake, which costs way more, by the way. Dairy Queen cake, ice cream cake, is undefeated. And I don't understand why it doesn't get more praise. In terms of the Blizzard is maybe the best
Blizzards
invention
are great. Yeah, Blizzard's
of all
great.
Time. Blizzard's and you know what? I am 100% on the Dairy Queen.
I feel like a lot of these other places bit off of what Dairy Queen was doing years ago. Yeah.
McFlurry's
the Blizzard. Everyone has their own version of a Blizzard. Everyone. But Blizzard was the OG. I feel like Blizzard was
the new
OG.
Blizzards now. They got this one. I don't know if they have it in the States too. They got this Royal Oreo, Mikey V, and it's got a layer of fudge that goes through the center of Blizzard.
So you can control your fudge distribution.
Yes, then you can add different toppings to the. It's unbelievable. Dairy Queen is so it's not underrated because people love it, but it doesn't get the amount of praise that it should. I'm buying it. 100%.
They had this dessert there called the Peanut Buster Parfait.
For sure. It's like
one of the best
sundae on steroids.
With the honey roasted peanuts in there.
Oh,
and it was unreal.
And they do three layers of fudge around it.
Yeah.
So it's not like you go through the top layer and you're done. You keep going to the bottom and then you got more.
I haven't even had the ice cream cake. Just the Blizzard is one of the... There's certain spots you go by and you see it, you light up and are probably going to hit it. I think Dairy Queen, their Blizzards are spectacular. And
you know,
I don't think
they
get enough credit.
Before they give you the Blizzard, they're mandatory responsible to turn it upside down to show you that Blizzard's been made correctly.
I don't know if I don't know if that's part of the, Joe, I don't know.
It's mandatory, Bob.
Mandatory per what? The Wendy's, the Dairy Queen fucking handbook?
No, the Blizzard test.
It's a thing that they do, but that's not that's not a mandatory.
They give it to you in training when you become a Dairy Queen barista. They give it to you.
According to Dairy Queen Instagram, Hold on. No, that's not what it is. What is here's the Dairy Queen Blizzard rule. If you don't know, Dairy Queen has this company policy where their signature confection, the Blizzard, is supposed to be served to customers upside down in order to prove its delicious thickness. It's right there. They have to turn it upside down, Bob, to show that it's thick enough.
I love when
that it won't spill.
I love when Joe has something so obscure that only he and like a handful of other people on the planet are aware of. And when he proves himself right, it's just the best. It's literally the best. The best. It's so good.
Happen nearly enough.
Yes, that's
I'm going with the candy. The candy that I don't think gets enough credit. And what I like is it kind of takes a buy? Long. This is a buy. This is a buy of a candy that I was hitting recently. And I think it's so good and doesn't get enough credit. I'm buying Starbursts. I think Starbursts are absolutely... I had it at the airport the other day. And it's awesome, too, because it takes a while to do it, too. To where,
I think
like,
they kind of stink.
You think Starbursts stink?
They kind of stink. I don't know.
Well, here's the thing. What I think here, the pink ones are.
Pink is undefeated. If I can
and
get
then
all pink,
I got to tell you, the sleeper the Starburst. The sleeper Starburst sucks. Is. You know what? That's my sleeper Starburst.
There's no way.
I think the yellow good. Starburst is tremendous.
There's no way you've ever had a Starburst and said that it sucks. There's no way.
It's not said it sucks. If it was all pink Starburst, I would have no.
They sell. They sell all pink Starburst packs. I saw them in the store the other day. And to God, if I see it again, I'll take a picture. I'll tag
you. Just
you
know what?
That's like seeing the White Buffalo. That is an anomaly. Wait, are you serious?
I don't know how much longer I could go on with these. That's like the White Buffalo.
It was good.
I never heard that ever.
I just like it. It hits so good. Buffalo, yeah. It takes a while to eat it too, to where like these other candies, I just want to pounce. Like a Reese's, as much as I love Reese's cups, love you know how Reese's. Fast it's over, the experience is over. It's you're over in quick. And you're out. It's over yep. very quick.
One you second. Know, unwrap. You gotta unwrap. You gotta do this. Joe's gotta go to the bathroom. Yeah. But the Starburst though, Bob, how would you rank the flavors? I'd put pink has gotta be one, right?
I'm going pink, red, yellow, orange.
Yeah, I'd have yellow at two. I'd have pink one, yellow two, red three, orange four.
But even the orange one, I don't even think the orange one's that bad either. I think Starburst is, I just haven't had it in a while. I was eating them before I boarded my flight. I got onto my flight. I was still going.
Yeah, well, all that unwrapping, it's going to take some time.
That's right.
Yeah, that's the thing. I'm not a huge fan of the unwrapping.
Let's get down to business here. Fellas, we have a top five. Mikey V, why don't you tell the folks what we're going to be doing top five? This is one we said it last week what we were going to be doing. It carried over. It's only right. Tell the folks what you're going to be doing here, Mikey V.
Well, as you know, the Brilliantly Dumb Show is an equal opportunity podcast. And as such, last week, top five actors. This week, top five actresses. Top five actresses. Now, I think now everyone wants to just be called an actor, regardless, male or female. So, but top five actresses for distinguishing sake, distinguishing between last week's top five, this week's top five, top five.
Okay.
I think Jody, you're struggle here, Bob.
Yeah, no, I'll be the first to tell you. I think the actors, I felt really good about this. I could be in for a tough one here. Joey
Jenna Jameson is on Bob's top five actresses.
Oh, no.
Go ahead, Joey D.
All right. I actually like my list. I think it's well-rounded.
Not surprising.
Yeah.
Number five, I got Nicole Kidman. I think this is a young lady who's done it time and time again. Some great movies that she's been a part of. Eyes Wide Shut, to me, if you've never watched it, one of the better movies I've ever seen. Stanley Kubrick is
Batman Forever.
Batman Forever, unbelievable too. But she was also in that movie, The Upside, with Bryan Cranston and Kevin Hart, which is awesome. Yes.
Yeah.
She's been doing it for a long time, which is why she makes the list five at Nicole Kidman. Number four, Natalie Portman. Natalie Portman, to me, she's a great actress. Black Swan was low-key an absolute banger of a movie. She can play many different roles too. She did the movie with Justin Timberlake, where it was like more of like a rom-com, like where they're just something about friends or something like that. She's been in some good movies, and she did it even as the female act, she was a kid actress in that movie Leon. Did you ever watch that movie where the guy was like the security guard who was taking care of? That's a great movie. No, you never watched it. It's a really good movie. Natalie Portman makes my four spot. Number three. This is someone Bob probably has no idea about, but I got to put her on the list. I've never seen her in a movie that she wasn't great in. Viola Davis. And I just watched her in the recent movie in the Air Jordan. She was Jordan's mom.
Yeah, she's really been good.
In so many good movies. She's awesome. Yeah. She takes my number three spot. At number two, I mean, this is a golden girl. I'm going Julia Roberts at number two. You want to talk about some damn good movies. She's done it all, man. Hook, Pretty Woman. I mean, Pretty Woman, Bob and I both worked in that hotel that she...
Hook is such a good movie, bro.
Hook is a great movie. Erin Brockovich. She was Notting Hill. All these movies. She was unbelievable for so long. Dominated for the, it seemed like, the entire 90s and early 2000s. Julia Roberts gets my number two spot. And at number one, I got to go with a Canadian gal. She is special. Rachel McAdams at one.
Rachel McAdams at one.
You talk Mean Girls. You talk about The Notebook. You talk about, I mean, some just all-time movies. She's great. And she's Canadian. I got to represent. Rachel McAdams takes my number one slot. Bob, did you know all the people that I said?
I didn't know Viola Davis.
Okay.
Yeah. He's not gonna know. He may not know. No, he'll know a couple, but
yeah, I know. I
have a feeling Mikey V went really old school.
I did. Yeah, I have two. I have two that I mean, Joe will know them by name. Bob won't know them for
probably
nothing.
Like Judy Garland or
Cameron. No. But old.
Do you want to save Mikey V for last?
Or Meryl Streep is another great one.
Now Meryl Streep is 100% on my list.
Yeah, but the thing is like, I know that she's a great actress, but the reason I
one of the greatest ever, Joe.
But the reason I didn't put her on my list is I don't recall like a lot of movies that I've watched that she's been in. I know she was in The Devil Wears Prada, but like I can't recall like watching her in tons of movies. So although I know she's an esteemed actress, I had to be true to myself, so I didn't put her on my list. But I think it's a great choice.
Yeah, all these actresses, the movies that I'll name, I've seen. Yeah, I have about four movies per.
You want to go ahead, Mikey V?
Yeah, I'll go. Five, give me Jodie Foster. Silence of the Lambs, great. Taxi Driver, Contact, Jodie Foster. As Clarice Starling alone, she probably would make the list. One of my favorite movies ever. Number four.
Bob doesn't know what Hannibal is, so it's not even worth talking about.
Yeah. But, Bob, you do know Jodie Foster.
No, he doesn't. Bob, have you heard of The Silence of the Lambs?
I've heard of it. I haven't seen it, but I've heard of Silence of the
Lambs. One. Now, this one, Bob's going to know. I would be shocked if he doesn't. Jamie Lee Curtis at four.
Oh, the Halloween gal.
Bob, Jamie Lee Curtis?
Judgment Day with
Schwarzenegger. No, not Judgment Day. True Lies.
That's what it is.
True Lies, Trading Places, all the Halloweens. Jamie Lee Curtis.
She was great in the newest Halloween, by the way.
Yeah, she's really good. Number three, this is a name that he's not going to know for sure. Ingrid Bergman. Casablanca, Anastasia. Gaslight. Ingrid Bergman is an all-timer. Number two, another name, no chance, but probably the most famous female actor ever is Katharine Hepburn. On Golden Pond, Lion in the Winter, most Oscars for Best Actress ever, four of them. I mean, she's tremendous.
That's a Breakfast at Tiffany's, right?
No, that's Audrey Hepburn. It's not Katharine Hepburn. It's not Katharine Hepburn. Breakfast at Tiffany's. The name's escaping me, but it's not Katharine Hepburn. Number one, I got Meryl Streep. Number one is Meryl Streep.
Yeah.
Meryl Streep, The Deer Hunter, Sophie's Choice, adaptation, Bridges of Madison County, but she's a New Jersey native on top of all of that, which is, something a little extra. So just like Joe with the Canada play, Meryl Streep to me was number one. So I got Meryl Streep.
I think it's a very merited number one, as I said before, but
yeah, she's tremendous.
Bob, I think, didn't know anyone from that list.
Oh, for five.
I was over five. Yeah, I was over five. That's, yeah.
I am so intrigued to hear Bob's list. And Bob, can I say something? And I'm not trying to be a douchebag. I'm really not. I would like to make make a request that if you're giving an actress, you name one movie that they've
been. Sure, sure. I did my list off of a single movie that I really liked.
Some okay,
that
that's I all. That's all. Because if you're giving me, like, if you gave me Judy Garland, I'm having to question it. I understand that. That's why I'm saying this.
Number five. Give me Angelique.
I'm writing down currently the women who I think you're going to pick for best actress.
Put it, Joey D. Do you have a pen and paper?
Yeah, I always have pen and paper.
Well, yeah, you have a pencil in your head.
Yeah.
At the same. Okay, go ahead. I'll turn around. You show the folks what you got.
Okay.
Wait, no. You know what? Say it out loud.
Do it after. Do it after.
I'm curious how much he.
No.
Gets. Do it after. I'm going to step after. Away. Tell him and show him what you got.
Step away.
Mikey V, you know why? He might look at the screen and get some ideas.
No, he's not. Who's the girl? Who's the girl in the one in the boxing movie?
Oh,
she's very popular.
Oh, and yeah. She's a
very popular actress.
That's the Million Dollar Baby.
Yeah, Million Dollar Baby.
Oh, he's coming back. We haven't even done it yet.
Not yet, Bob. Not yet.
Am I good?
That's
One minute.
Go ahead. That would be the correct answer would be Hillary Swank.
Hillary Swank, right. Now, yeah, I think that'll be on the list. And then,
In the interest of time,
here's who I wrote down.
Well, I can see.
Jennifer Aniston, Angelina Jolie, Kate Winslet, and Hillary Swank.
Those what about Scarlett names? Johansson?
That could be one, Scarlett Johansson. All right, so we'll go with that also. Okay. Yeah.
We're good. Okay, Bob. Yeah, you're in the clear.
Okay. All right. Number five. Give me Mila Kunis.
Oh, okay. That's a good one. Yeah.
Give me Mila Kunis at number five. Number four, because of a soul movie, give me Penelope Cruz. Because I loved her. Yeah, I loved her.
We're 0-2. 0-2.
Number three, give me Margot Robbie.
0-3. I should have picked that. Yeah.
Number two, I don't know if you guys saw this coming, but give me Sandra Bullock at number two. Because I love The Blind Side.
No? Bob, this is by not the bad.
Way, by this the way, Bob's list is great. By the way, did you just see today Michael Orr came out and said that The Blind Side was a lie?
Yeah. But at the same time, too, it kind of sounds like he's out for a little bit of money, too, at the same time.
Is he retired? Is he still playing?
Why did it take this? Why did it take this long for him to tell the story?
I agree. I agree.
The movie came out like fucking 15 years ago.
I know. I think something's a little fishy about that. Number one, give me Jennifer Aniston at number one.
Okay, there we go.
We got one.
What did you have? Fuck. I'm curious what you had.
We had Jennifer Aniston, Scarlett Johansson, Hillary Swank, Kate Winslet, and Angelina Jolie.
I don't know who Kate Winslet is.
Okay.
She's from the Titanic, Bob.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay, great movie. Great
No
film.
Chance you watched even an hour of it.
Yeah, I did. Why? I've seen the Titanic multiple times. I like the Titanic.
You watched 3 hours of the Titanic.
He's a Leo guy. He'll watch a Leonardo DiCaprio movie.
Yeah.
Bob,
like he's a departed guy. He likes the departed Titanic. He's a Leo guy.
You watched the Titanic multiple times.
Yeah, because you're kind of forced into the Titanic. You got no choice. It's on every channel. It's on FX every other day. Some of those you just don't have any choice. I like the Titanic.
It's one of the longest movies ever. I can't even believe that you watched it to begin with.
Honorable mention, I got Angelina Jolie.
All right, so we got that one.
Got Angelina Jolie, honorable mention. Okay. Joey D, honorable mention?
I would go with Scott. Actually, I'm going to switch it up. Give me Halle Berry as my honorable mention.
Okay. I'm going to take Jennifer Aniston, honorable mention.
Yeah, I'm surprised she didn't make it into. Honorable I thought she mention. Would be a no-brainer.
Yeah, there's so many good ones.
I'm going to go on a limb here.
I don't even like that.
I think Bob's list is going to win by a landslide.
His list is going to hit.
Very well made.
Bob, I don't listen.
People were outraged last week, but that's
about
that's,
what my list last week.
A lot of people felt that your list last week. A lot of people felt that people were just throwing you a vote on that list, that it was not deserving to be the winner.
Wow, I think that's it. Yeah. Who's a lot? Of, I thought it was a great
people,
list.
A lot of people read the comments. A lot of people.
Oh, I thought it was a great list.
This is the first comment I see. The fact that Bob is leading in the votes this week just shows how completely pretzeled this entire organization is.
Brainwashed the entire community.
I brainwashed.
We will continue to strive for equity and balance moving forward. Thank you, cuz.
You brainwashed.
How many likes on that comment, Joe?
114 likes.
Yeah, that's about right.
And then Bob responds, LMA. Oh,
yeah. Classic Bob.
Then the first response, bear down, face the music. You pandered. No two ways about it. Whoa.
Who said that?
I don't know. Some random in the comments.
Probably some guy who works for Sony.
Would never be a Dairy Queen employee. Let me tell you that.
By the way,
they have a big manual to uphold a lot of
they got to turn that thing upside down.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that does it. Another edition of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. We'll see you next time. Take care.